Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shanti Gold International Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Smit Shah from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Mr. Pankaj Kumar Jagawat, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Shriram Iyengar, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that certain statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve certain risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the Q2 and H1 FY26 results presentation that has been shared with you earlier and is also available on the investor section of the website. I now hand over the call to Pankaj, sir, to begin the proceedings of this call. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on today's call. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all for taking the time to join us today. I trust you all would have had the chance to go through our investor presentation and results published on the website and stock exchange. Since this is our first earnings call and many of you are hearing from us for the first time, I would like to take a moment by providing a comprehensive overview of our company. At Shanti Gold International Limited, we are one of the leading manufacturers of high-quality 22-carat CZ gold casting jewelry. We have a rich history spanning over two decades and are deeply committed to maintaining the highest standard of craftsmanship, design, and customer satisfaction. Our company specializes in the design and production of a diverse range of jewelry pieces, including bangles, ring, necklace, and complete jewelry sets. We offer products across various points, catering to different customer segments from everyday jewelry to exclusive bridal and festive collections. Our deep commitment to quality, combined with an integrated in-house manufacturing setup, allows us to control every aspect of production, from design to packaging, ensuring that we meet the highest standard of our jewelry products. Our current manufacturing capacity is 2,700 kg per annum, and we are expanding our installed capacity with the construction of a new facility in Jaipur for further scale of our operation. A key pillar of our success is our design team. As of September 30, 2025, we have 61 CAD designers who produce over 400 designs every month. Our team employs advanced computer-aided designs, CAD technology, to create intricate, detailed pieces of jewelry that reflect the latest trends and customer preferences. Whether it's a traditional wedding set or a more modern jewelry wear piece, we pride ourselves in offering a wide range of products to cater to the evolving tastes of our customers. Our focus on innovation is evident in the diversity of our product portfolio. We have continuously innovated and released new collections, which help us to stay relevant in a competitive market. Over the past several years, we have been able to build a long-lasting relationship with many prominent jewelry businesses, including corporate brands like Joyalukkas, Lalita Jewelry, Alukkas Enterprises, Kalyan Jewellers. We have deployed a loyal customer base that spans over 15 states and two union territories in India and a few international markets. We continue our reach within India and internationally, with a strong presence in southern India and plans for geographical expansion in North India and abroad. With a healthy track record and a wide diversified customer base, we are confident in our ability to continue delivering strong growth as we actively work on several strategies to achieve this. As a part of our growth plan, we are constructing a new manufacturing facility in Jaipur. The facility, which increases our production capacity by an additional 1,200 kg, taking our total installed to 3,900 kg per annum. Though this facility will be introducing a new line of machine-made plain gold jewelry, this expansion will enable us to meet growing demand and further fast-track our long-term growth trajectory. We are actively working to expand our presence in North and Western India, which represents a significant market opportunity. Additionally, we plan to increase our presence in international markets such as the USA and UAE, leveraging trade exhibition and partnerships to build brand recognition and customer relationships. To support our expansion effort, We are focused on improving our working capital. This will allow us to efficiently manage our raw material procurement and meet the increasing demand of our product. To conclude, Shanti Gold International Limited is well positioned for continuing growth thanks to our robust manufacturing capabilities, a diverse range of jewelry products, and a strong network of customers and partners. We are confident that our ongoing investment in capacity expansion, geographical reach, and product innovation will enable us to capture new opportunities in both domestic and international market. We remain committed to delivering value to our shareholders, customers, and employees, and we are excited about the future of Shanti Gold. With this, I will hand over the call to Mr. Sriram Iyengar, CFO, to take you through the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Pankaji, and good afternoon to everyone present. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of Shanti Gold International Limited. I would now like to take you through the financial performance of September 2025. The Q2 and the first half of the fiscal year has turned out to be very eventful for our company. We got successfully listed on the stock exchange and followed up with a very impressive performance for the quarter and half year ended 30th September 2025. The revenues from operations, now let's get into the key numbers for the quarter and the H1 ended for this current fiscal. The revenues from operations for the quarter stood at INR 430 crores compared to INR 266 crores in Q2 FY25, registering a growth of 61.6% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter was INR 6327 crores compared to INR 19.26 crores in Q2 FY25, a growth of nearly 228.46%. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 14.75% as compared to 7.24% in Q2 FY25, improved by 740 basis points on year-on-year basis. PAT for the quarter stood at INR 43.82 crores as compared to INR 9.22 crores in Q2 FY25. PAT margins for the quarter stood at 10.19% as compared to 3.46% in Q2 FY25. Now moving to H1 FY26 financial performance, revenues from operations for H1 FY26 was at INR 722.85 crores compared to INR 505.9 crores in H1 FY25, registering a growth of 42.8% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for H1 FY26 was INR 102.86 crores compared to INR of 36.15 crores, a growth of 184.55% EBITDA, 184.50%. EBITDA margin for H1 FY25 stood at 14.23% as compared to 7.15% in H1 FY25, an improvement of 708 basis point on a year-on-year basis. PAT for H1 FY26 stood at INR 68.46 crores, as compared to INR 18.21 crores in H1 FY25. PAT margins for H1 FY26 stood at 9.47% as compared to 3.15% in H1 FY25, an improvement of 587 basis on year-on-year basis. We remain confident that our strategic initiatives and operational strength will continue to drive sustainable growth in the coming quarters. Thank you once again for joining us today and for your continued interest in Shanti Gold International Limited. With this, I now ask the moderator to open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a question from Amit Agicha from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. So what is the CapEx outlay for the Jaipur facility?
CapEx outlet that we have earmarked is 46 crores. As of now, the structure is ready. Going forward, the interior and the furniture fixtures will gather momentum in the coming month and all. And we hope to start commencing operations from early next year.
So 46 crores will include everything, right?
It includes plant and machinery, civil construction, everything.
And what would be the timeline? You said like you are commissioning from?
Next year, early next year.
Can you any date, any month?
Yeah, by May, June, most likely we should be ready by May, June 26.
And okay, and what will be the improvement in the revenue like once that is ramping up?
See, at Jaipur, we propose to have a machine-made jewelry over there. So that will be an independent setup with a new product line. So that will definitely help us to scale our operations and also give access to the northern part of the country. So that will be a big, big factor. And it's coming up with a large infrastructure base. That's currently we are coming up with a 50,000 square foot construction. And going forward, we can even enhance the production capacity also. And it will give access to the northern part of the country.
And so with connected to exports, like what is the company's target for export?
Company's cosmetic predominantly we are more into the domestic market now. But yes, going forward, we are exploring or strengthening our global presence in countries like UAE and all. Our strategy has been very clear. We want to go there. We already have a presence, just like UAE and all. And we are also planning to open a subsidiary company in Dubai. Most likely, again, that will come up in the next end of this year, we should be done. But operations will continue in the next year. Basically, the idea is to strengthen our global presence and enhance our product profile to the international customer of Indore. So that will be a key hub serving for our trading, selling, reselling for wide area of products that we manufacture in Mumbai. And that will be 100% only one subsidiary company.
And so, like, are there any plans to open company-owned or franchise retail outlets?
No. As of now, we don't have any plans. Our core focus is to do the manufacturing and just, you know, have a geographical presence pan-India as well as in the international market.
And so, as far as Mumbai facilities concerned, what are the total number of employees?
Mumbai, we have an employee of strength of 255 people.
255?
Yeah.
And once this Jaipur factory gets ramped up, how many employees probably will be employed over there?
Around 300 to 4.
300 plus. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, now audible?
Yeah, you are audible. Yeah, please. You are very much
audible. Yeah, for Jaipur, you were saying like 300 plus, right?
Yeah. Going forward, I mean over a period of time, not at the initially, just now we can't ramp up immediately 300%. As we commence operation, it will go in a phase-wise manner. So initially, yes, we will test the product, new line of product and all. So as we grow, definitely we will have, eventually we will reach to that strength going ahead.
Understood, sir. And so like, is there any debt right now on the company?
Sorry?
Any debt, net debt position like borrowings?
No, that position, as of now, we are comfortable at the current level, though it gives us a very good head space because our current debt levels are less than maybe at 0.34%. So it gives us a good head space. So we will depending upon the market situation, how the markets develops and all, based on that, we will have access to the fund debt requirements and all. As of now, we are very comfortable with the existing capital and we are doing good, though it gives us a good head space to have that kind of a leverage for us to fuel our future growth.
Yeah, the balance sheet shows 184 crores and net debt.
Yeah.
And what will be the blended cost of interest on it, sir?
Currently, the rate of interest is 8.3 to 8.4%. And the debt to equity stands at 0.34%, which is, I think, which really gives us a very headway to further go ahead for additional borrowing. And so currently, as of now, we don't have any such immediate plans though. But depending on the market situation, we will definitely look ahead to how to proceed with the borrowing single.
Thank you, sir. I'll join back. If you have more questions, I'll join back with you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ayush Sabu from Choice Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, so we've shown strong volume growth of 10% despite, you know, the rising gold prices. So could you elaborate more on that? Could you throw some color on that?
Yeah. See, basically the volume has definitely grown. This was primarily because of timely infusion of equity capital that we successfully got launched in the month of August and all. So there was a good equity infusion. It has actually, I would rather say, it has come at a very right time, just, you know, leading up to this festive season and all. And followed by it also helped us that there was a big surge, big rally in the price after we got the inventory also. So the surge in the price also was one of the contributing factor to add to that top line. And yes, the core activity, that is of design, innovation, craftsmanship, and that was the core thing to the adding up to the top line. But the major factor being the price volume. Yes, again, one more thing I would like to say, in the quarter two, there was increase both in volume as well as the value. So that really shows that our products are well accepted in the market. In this current scenario, where the prices are too high, to even the maintain the volume becomes a challenge. But we at Shanti Gold, because of the core competency, excellent craftsmanship, design innovations and all, we could maintain that top line for this Q2 and H1 period.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Surya, please go ahead with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for giving the opportunity. Congratulations to good set of numbers. So
thank you so much.
My questions pertaining to only volume. So I'll limit my questions only to volume. So is it possible to give the volumes of gold we did in the quarter one and quarter two? And secondly, what was the pre-money volume that we were doing? And what is the post-money we are having the inventory in hand? Overall of which one of period cost, whether it is August, mid-August or end-August price. So if you can throw some color on that.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Sir, coming to the first question, Q1, Q2, we did very well. Q2, there was a volume growth of 10% increase in the volume. We went from 386 to 427 kgs of gold. So that was actually processed. That actually gives a number of 10% increase year-on-year basis, sir. So that speaks about the volume. The second question that you asked me about the pre-IPO and post-IPO infusion. Post-IPO, definitely the volume has increased. Through post-IPO equity infusion, we could add up nearly 230 kgs of ramp up in the inventory. Because of the festive season out, that really helped us. Almost all the procurement were done at a low inventory cost base. And so that really helped us to ramp up the inventory coming at a right time. That is the festive occasion and all. So pre-IPO, there was an infusion in circulation around 400 kgs of gold. Post that, I think we are with 600 kgs of gold post-infusion. 350 pre-IPO and post-IPO around 600 kgs of gold.
What is the total unsold inventory at the moment? And
as of 30th September, sir, we had unsold inventory of 371 kgs, and that was primarily because of the festive season, wedding season that was coming up. So that really helped us to build up. Because of the timely entry, we can procure inventory at a low cost, we could roll out new designs. And it really set the ball rolling for the festive season. And I can tell you, sir, October was a fantastic year. Those inventory built up in the initial phase really helped us grow the volumes in October. And going forward in Q2, Q3, Q and Q4, the position looks far more better, because normally the H2 has been far, far better than H1. So from that per se, the inventory ramp up in the month of September has really helped us to affect volume sales to our customers, especially during the festive season, with the onset and the onset of festive season, wedding season coming on, we are well placed to scale it further, sir.
So what level the inventory, if you understand the aging of the inventory, so is it, can we presume that majority pertains to August end or maybe September beginning?
Yes, sir. August and September evening. That's right, sir. And that time, if you see the rally also, sir, That has really helped us.
Okay. So can you presume that by up to maybe Q3 will be again quite wedding season heavy, so we can expect a good volume. So can we expect that up to December end we will be able to maybe exhaust maximum of the inventory that is in hand, or maybe
absolutely sir, absolutely sir. So starting with October itself, sir, we have already made a good beginning. October we had a fantastic sale, sir. So that was, if I have to say year on year, na sir, October there was 102 crores of sales. This year, this October 25, we could register 302 crores. That's effectively 380, sir. So three times from last year, sir, on a year and year basis. So that gives, that sets the ball rolling, that, gives us that momentum that what we are expecting for H2 period. And historically also, sir, H2 has always been better than H1. So we are very, very confident of reaching to our targeted turnover, sir.
So what would be last year? We did around 1724 kg of gold. So what would be this year's understanding as of now?
So this year, as of now, at H2, we have already registered in terms of volume 750 kgs of gold. But yes, this year, approximately, we will be closing at 1,900 to 2,000 kgs of gold, sir.
2,000 kgs.
In terms of volume.
Okay. So for FY27, what will be our objective?
Sir, FY27, it is too early to say because there are too many market dynamics are involved and so. Yes, we are pretty confident of the reaching turnover of, say, 2,000 crores for this fiscal year. But for going forward, as we historically, we have been growing at a CAGR of 40%, sir, which we should able to maintain going forward also, sir. 40 to 50% growth, definitely we are confident of achieving going ahead. At a CAGR, I'm saying, sir, at a CAGR growth of 40%, yeah, 40 to 50%.
40% volume CAGR or price CAGR you are saying?
Sir, I am telling in terms of these things, price. In terms of value, I am saying it will be 40 to 50%. So effectively, if I will just give a number without going too forward, if I am going to close at 2000 this year, sir, next year maybe it's around 2800 to 2300 crores we will achieve. 3000 crores looks more likely, sir, in terms of value, sir.
And sir, with the onboarding of new customers, any hike in the credit period to customers, that will be leading to higher debtor days?
Sir, leading up to festive season, we definitely need to, help our customers who also gives us a volume growth. Secondly, there is also a trusted relationship. So this talks about the existing relationships where we are going. As far as onboarding of the new customers are concerned, sir, we are already working into that. There are a couple of people who are there with whom we have been in discussion, and we definitely would like to close the deal very soon. But yes, for the new customers and all, we will take some time because there needs to be a reference check, credit check, everything. So in case of new customers, the credit period will be comparatively low. But for the existing customers, definitely we will help them with some additional credit periods to ramp up with the festival season and all.
Okay, sir.
And also to add up to this, sir, we are also coming up, we are going aggressively on the marketing front. We have appointed a new marketing head who will be having Pan-India, looking after the Pan-India markets and all. So this really pushes the growth momentum. So we are very, very bullish as far as the market is concerned. We are having a good senior people appointed for to look after the marketing needs and all. So yes, going forward for this fiscal and going ahead, we are very confident of onboarding many new clients in the process.
On the B2C side, sir, with the rise in the prices, maybe there would be reduction in the footfall and that could lead to reduction in the volume at our end. So what is your understanding going forward if price will be stabilizing at around maybe 1 lakh to 120,000 around? So will it help, or let's say if it rises further, then will it not affect our activity?
Sir, to be very honest and honestly speaking, sir, this has been the case, sir, with the increase. Every time with the increase in price, you always talk about decrease in the footfall tendons. Now, we have been looking at the price rise. Actually, with the surging market, sir, people take some time. There is an impulse for a shorter level, but ultimately, they fall in line driven by the FOMO effect because fear of missing out. In the rising market, people take some time to reset, but eventually they fall in line, sir. And as far as, yes, when there is an increase in volume, increase in price, volume does get reduced, but in terms of value, we are still able to maintain the top line and effectively our profit also gets maintained. During the, when in case prices fall, volume also gets increased. So, there is no issue on that part. Yes, there will be always the temporary impact. When the market is growing, there will be impact. People will take some time to, you know, get adjusted to the new normal, new height, but eventually they fall in line. That has been the trend, sir, because of the fear of missing out in the rally.
So just to understand your product vis-a-vis a couple of peers listed in the market, I just don't want to name them. But what is the differentials in, we have, like, you know, let's say, in terms of, let's say, this artisan, let's say, kind of product we make, whether the gold content for a piece or maybe for total gross grammage is lower in our case, which is leading to higher EBITDA margin. How we can, you know, let's say, explain us a little bit on that. So that now we can understand that now your margins, why it is a little bit higher than that?
Yes, sir. Basically, sir, we are mostly dealing in CZ-traded gold jewelry. That's number one. So CZ-traded gold jewelry comes with its own design complexities, thinness, and of course, the aesthetic look. So that gives us the leverage for a better margin, sir. So that's been the core product we have been dealing with the in 22 KT of gold. As I told you, there is a complexity in design. There is there is an aesthetic appeal to the customers, and people are very strongly, and of course the design part also plays a major role. So our 90% of the sales has always been coming through 22 KT series. Design has always been our strength. We are every month we roll out new designs, sir. So we are, and especially coming on the margin part, our bridal collection always receives a very, very favorable response or sentiment from the market. So that really helps us to, you know, to leverage on the high EBITDA margin as compared to the other product mix in which there is a lower caratage or maybe plain gold, that the margins are comparatively very high. So my USP, sir, design, craftsmanship, design complexity, and of course the finesse that 22 KT brings in, and bridal collection, demands a very high premium, sir. So that helps us to keep that margin level going up. EBITDA margin, most of the better part of the sales comes from bridal collection, and that really gives me bigger margin cushion, sir.
And sir, any understanding of? Yeah, okay, I will come with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Vijay Chauhan from RHPMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, our first question is on the hedging side. What is the hedging policy that we are following? And the inventory gain that we observed or registered in this particular quarter?
Yeah, sir, at Shanti Gold, sir, we employ a natural hedging strategy, sir, where we buy and sell of all levels and maintain the price equilibrium. That's been the mantra. That's what we have followed so far, and that has given us the best result so far. As far as the inventory part is concerned, a significant portion of our inventory was procured at a very, very low price because of the timely launch of this IPO session and all. And from that, the gold rate has really, really moved up, and it also put us in a very, very comfortable position. And as far as going forward, the current EBITDA margins are to add up to that question. The EBITDA margin, the higher margin is purely because of, it comes from the two factors. One, because of the inventory markup, which is always in the range of 7 to 8%. The rest of the 5-6% margin has actually come because of low inventory cost base, which we procured at a earlier period, and that really helped us to participate in the upward trend of the gold rally. So this actually helped us having a better profit margin for this Q2 and H1 period. Going forward, we want to maintain this core margin, but we plan to hedge also. As gold rate stabilizes, we plan to do ramp up the hedging mechanism like GML and all, which maybe we are waiting because now as the gold stabilizes, we will resort to more of a hedging this thing. But for this Q2 and H1, it really helped us because of the low inventory cost base.
Right. And so if I ask, like, what is the average making charges on a blended basis that we charge, so that we get the idea how much is coming from the inventory appreciation side?
So inventory appreciation, sir, inventory is always valued at cost, so that's for sure. Now, as far as the, if you want to see the inventory appreciation partner, sir, if you see my COGS, sir, COGS, it was always up to maybe historically, my COGS cost of goods sold was always at 91, 92.5 and all. Now, as I told because of the lower inventory cost base and higher point of sale, the narrow, the gap, the big, why it actually widened the gap. So it helped us in having a big surge, big profit in the margin. So if you want to see the inventory, my check at the COGS, but there is a big margin. My COGS has come down to 85%. Previously, which used to be at 92%. So that will give you a fair idea how far the inventory has moved and how low the inventory cost base was for us in this Q2 and H1 period. But going forward, as gold rate stabilizes, that the gap actually narrows down, there won't be much gain coming in terms of price movement. So going forward, we will be just able to maintain the core EBITDA margin in the range of 7 to 8%, sir.
Okay. So the core EBITDA margin, which is sustainable, which is coming from the designing, which will be 7 to 8%, right?
Yes.
Sir. Yeah. And what is the capacity expansion plan you are mentioning, and how do we plan to ramp up in the phases? Can you please elaborate on that one?
So currently at H1, we stand at 60% capacity utilization, sir. So we still have a lot of capacity, a lot of fuel left in the existing facility itself. Going forward, as I told you, we are coming with our upcoming plant, the Jaipur plant, which will be commencing operations early next year. So that will add another 1.2 ton kgs of gold. So capacity wise, we are very much there. And if should the need arises, we can even increase it further because we have a 3-acre plot of land and currently the construction is done only for 50,000 square foot. So capacity wise, we are well positioned, sir. And should the need arise to scale it up, we can do it in really, really quick time, sir.
Right. And any new client addition that we are targeting the target that we are setting for the next year, maybe 2000
KGs. We have a very, very strong customer base in South India, sir. That's for sure. And we continue to maintain that good hold as far as South India is concerned. In this quarter, we have penetrated more into the western region, especially Maharashtra. The sale percentage has really, really gone up. And going forward, we are also trying to leverage in the northern part of the country, especially the states like Haryana, Chandigarh and all. Yes, we do have a presence, but we would like to penetrate more in those regions in the coming quarters.
Right. Yeah, so that was all from my side, and thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Good luck for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Raj from RJF Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have a doubt on the guidance given by you. So for FY26, we are expecting 1900 to 2000 crores of sales.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Achha, it's a figure. It is not
clear. Figure, yes. Yes, sir.
It's a figure. And how much EBITDA are we expecting for the full year?
EBITDA, I told you, sir. Going forward, we will maintain our core EBITDA in the range of 7 to 8%, sir.
I think the core EBITDA should start coming from Q3 onwards.
Yes, sir. Q3, Q4, most likely by Q4, sir. It will take some time to even for the rate to stabilize, it will take some time, sir. Still, even now, there is a good volatility in the moment. As the gold price stabilizes, as you rightly said, core margin will always be there. But in totality, if you see, sir, by Q4, things should stabilize and we should fall in the line of 7 to 8%, sir.
7 to 8% eventually it should come by Q4, right?
Yes, sir.
And for FY 2027, are we expecting a sale of around 2,800 to 3,000 crores, right?
Yes, sir.
And doing a core EBITDA of 7%-8%.
Yes.
Okay. So how much of incremental sales are we expecting from the new plant in the first year of operations?
Sir, in the first year of operations, sir, we have a capacity of 1.2 ton. So as of in the initial phase, I think we will start with 300 kg, but eventually we will get into 100% utilization by the year end, sir.
100% by year end, okay. I think that.
It also depends upon how the market turns up. Initially or in the first phase, as I told you, sir, the plant will commence operation from May, June, early next year. So as things go up, as we see, eventually we want to go up, but initially phase would be to check that first initial 300, so one-fourth we will test the market, how it goes. So once the first phase we successfully deliver on the first phase, going forward, we will definitely, because it's going to be a machine-made plant, so there will be a scale coming in, sir.
All right.
There will be a big scale coming in.
Scale coming in, all right. So, sir, for looking at your core EBITDA, is core EBITDA 7%-8% from the higher side? Because if I look at your peers, the core EBITDA is around 4%-5% range. So how come your core EBITDA is 2-3 percentage point percentage more?
Sir, it depends on the product mix and all, sir. If you see my historical figures, I hovered around 6.5-7.5, and going forward, it was eventually went to 8, sir. It also depends on the kind of product mix that each company has, sir. I am totally into 22 kg seamless thread, which commands higher margin. And even this 22 kg, my bridal collection, it involves heavy craftsmanship, heavy designs and all, so which gives me that kind of a leverage over other peers, sir. So historically, we have been in that range of 6.5-7.5. So 7%-8%, we expect 7.8% is quite normal, sir.
Okay. And sir, how much will be the average selling price of our ornament?
Sorry, sir?
How much will be the average selling price of our?
Sir, average selling price, it always depends upon the current market trend, sir. In this industry, it is always in.
No, but I just wanted to understand the broad range.
Broad range, sir, 9-10, sir. 90,000 to 1 lakh, sir.
90,000 to 1 lakh. Okay. And are we doing other inventory stock-up now? All the inventories stock is already done.
Come again, sir.
Can you stop me?
Hello.
Mr. Raj, your voice is not clear.
Am I audible now? Hello, can you hear me now?
Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Sir, are we doing stock-up now?
Mr. Raj, I would request you to rejoin as you're not audible.
Hello. Now am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, sir. Please go.
Yeah. So, sir, what I'm asking is, are we doing any inventory stock-ups now?
Sir,
Because the inventory stock-up has already been done.
Inventory stock-up was already done, sir, in the month of August, September, and all. It really gave us good yield going forward. And now, as the demand goes, because October was the key month, and which we did really, really well, sir. In the month of October itself, we touched a figure of 300 crores, which on a year-on-year basis, okay, which was three times the growth as compared to the previous year. So inventory built-up was already done in the month of September and all. And going forward, as also the wedding season comes in, we will have to ramp up further inventory also, because this H2, as I told you, has always been better than H1. So there will be, on occasions, the inventory ramp-up needs to be done. But yes, for the largest chunk of the inventory ramp-up has already been done by end of September, sir.
Understood. Because why I am asking is because if the gold price comes
Mr. Raj?
down and you have the inventory stock up. Hello.
Sir, I would request you to rejoin for a follow-up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, in order to ensure the management can address all your questions, I would request you to limit your question to two questions per participant. Next question is from Aniket Madhvani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Aniket, you may proceed with your question.
Hello.
Sir, Since there is no response from Mr. Aniket, we would proceed to the next question, which is from Harshit Sachdeva from Columbus Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Harshit, I would request you to be more loud.
Sorry, they are not audible, sir.
Mr. Harshit? Sorry for interrupting. Mr. Harshit, your voice is not clear. You would proceed with the next question from Sachin from MC Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I had two questions. First one being on the volume front. So the numbers that we report, this includes the 24 karat gold, 22 karat gold, 18 karat gold, right?
Right, sir.
So the blended realization will actually depend on the mix of the absolute number that you're reporting, right?
Right.
So if it's 14 karat gold, the realization will be much lower, and then if it's a 22 karat gold, the realization will be much higher.
Yeah.
Okay. And the second question I had was basically on the inventory that you're holding. So what is the average price of the inventory that you're holding at this point of time?
The average price is close to 1 lakh, 9,700 or something. So it still gives me a good enough cushion, sir.
Right, got it. Okay, sure. Thank you.
So that's the reason with that lower cost inventory base allowed me to participate in the upward rally, sir.
right, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Aniket, please go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is, as you mentioned.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Your voice is not clear.
Hello, am I audible?
So much better now.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, current capacity utilization stands around 60%, right? So, and you are adding of 1200 kgs of lead capacity addition.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah. So for that capacity addition, do you have any LOIs or orders upfront currently?
The capacity addition that that plot was taken long back, sir. The structure is all ready. The interior works and furniture works are going on. So by early, as I told you, sir, by April, May, this plant should commence its operation. So we have everything, all the paperwork done already. So it's just a matter of time before we start rolling that plant or activate, commence the operation from there, sir.
Okay, and we are expecting it from May, June, right?
Yeah, sir, May, June. That's right.
Commission. And as you mentioned, 40-50% CAGR you are projecting in
yeah,
terms of...
Yes, 40-50%. Correct, absolutely. In the next coming years, at a CAGR of 40-50%, we are very confident of reaching the new turnover target details, sales turnover end also. Historically, we have grown at that pace, so there is no challenge of growing at the 40-50% CAGR.
Okay, and can you please bifurcate the current capacity? I mean, 2700 kgs capacity you have, right? So from that, what amount is for man-made and machine-made?
So as of now, sir, it is largely man-made, but it is a mix of both, sir. At this 2700 is coming from our Mumbai facility. There is a man-made designs also, and in fact, we also have a CAD team and all. There is which through computer-made CAD designs and all. So we also make machine-made models also. It's a mix of that. So it depends upon the demand that we get it, and we are comfortable in doing both the categories, sir. But going forward in Jaipur plant, we propose to have machine-made jewelry over there, sir. As of now, there is a mix of both at this facility. But going ahead, there will be more of a machine-made jewelry at our Jaipur plant.
So you don't have the bifurcation, I mean, in terms of
percentage, no, sir. Right? Yeah.
At the current capacity.
No.
Oh. No, that, yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from Amit Agija from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So what is the total number of stores that we already have, like where we sell in India?
Sir, we do B2B, sir. We don't have any stores. The major chunk of the sales get routed through B2B, large retail chains and the wholesalers. We have offices, branch offices at 10 states across South, West and all. So we don't have any stores on our... It's purely B2B, sir.
So since it's the first phone call, like, can you brief a little bit about the background of your promoter yourself and the people like who are in the board?
Yeah, sir. See, basically, our promoters Pankaj Jagawat and Mr. Manoj Jain, they are the first generation entrepreneur. They have been in this industry for more than 2 decades. They bring with them a legacy of 20 plus years of experience, deep insight into the industry. So they have seen it, they have a very deep understanding of the markets and all, and it's they have successfully run this company for last maybe 20 plus years, sir, because company was launched in the year 2003 and they both have managed well. Pankaj ji looks more on the marketing, finance and strategy point of view. Manoj ji brings about his own collections of designs, looking after the admin part and all. So both gel well together, they have a better coordination, they have a better, I would say, better access to the market conditions. They know well, they have seen it all, and they are doing it every time and again, sir. As far as the management is concerned, sir, I have been associated with this company for last 13 years and all. I have 25 years, so I myself have 25 years of experience in the industry. I have seen the price go from 4 lakh to say more than 1 crore of rupees, that speaks about enough experience with the management team also. Anything else, sir, that you would like to know?
No, sir, like we would like to actually meet and visit the very plant once actually to know better.
Yes, sir, please, you are all invited. You are welcome to come and meet us in person also, sir. So over phone, I cannot give you the full history, yes, geography, sir. But you are welcome to our plant, sir, anytime, sir.
Yeah, thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Jignesh from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, so to understand that since our business is B2B, so we supply to how much of the total sales is to top kind of jewelers in India? Or maybe even UAE?
Sir, yeah, all the top customers you name, sir, whether it is Kalyan, Joy, Lalita, Alukas, you name all the top retail chains, they are all our customers, sir.
Okay. So they form 30-40% part of that total sales?
Yes, sir. 45%, sir. Yeah.
Okay, so sir, so just to understand that our competitors who are also supplying them, they are also expanded, and their run rate EBITDA is also around 4-5%. So, sir, what is that difference in kind of designs, or how will be able to generate 7-8% run rate EBITDA going forward? We understand that this last 3-4 months was a one-off situation. But what is, because all our competitors are making 4-5% EBITDA, then why we will be able to reach around 7-8%? This is my question.
Yes, sir. I think I already addressed this concern, sir. We cater to 22 KT CZ studded jewelry. This section commands design complexity. It comes with the fineness, and it also has a aesthetic appeal, sir. So this all, you know, combines together to give us a better EBITDA margin. As far as the competitors, I won't go there, sir. That's not my space to go there. But I would just to give a brief. Yeah, if it is a plain jewelry or other kind of stuff, it won't command that kind of a margin. But our does, especially as I told earlier also, that my bridal collection gives me a very, very high margin, sir. So that leverage, that gives me better leverage over the other competitors, sir.
Right. And so one historical question. Like, suppose we were at 400 crores in March 2022, our sales. And from there, we aspire to reach around 1900 crores in March 26. So, sir, all this, has there been any expansion in last 4 years or because of lower capacity utilization earlier, now we are reaching peak capacity utilization?
Yeah,
apart from the gold price growth.
So over a period of time, sir, as things change, we also change, sir. Earlier, yes, there was a capacity restraint also, but going forward, you can also see from the flow of our investor deck presentation, we have ramped up our infrastructure over in existing Mumbai facility. We also come up with a new plant at Jaipur and all. So over a period, things have changed. We have evolved, market has evolved, and that has really added up. And yes, more importantly, sir, you also need to understand this is a working capital intensive industry. Capital also plays a very, very important part. So capital constraint also plays a key role in expansion. So now with the IPO launch, successful launch of the IPO money and only getting access to the capital, we are further doing it well and we will further leverage on this kind of activity because in terms of infrastructure, in terms of capacity, we have really positioned ourselves well to scale it up further.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand over the conference to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in this earning call of Shanti Gold International Limited. I hope we have been able to address most of your queries. However, if there is anything missed out on any question, kindly reach out to Smit Shah from Adfactor PR and he'll connect with you and give further information as may be required. Looking forward to interacting with you all in the coming quarters. Thanking you again for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Shanti Gold International Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.